Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. I recently came across some poison ivy as I was working in an out-of-the-way area of my landscape. Poison ivy is very abundant during the summertime in urban, suburban, and rural landscapes as well. I keep a sharp eye out for this plant as I'm quite allergic to it, and I promptly and ruthlessly deal with any poison ivy as soon as I see it. Now, first off, to deal with poison ivy, you have to be able to recognize it. Now, poison ivy is typically a tall climbing vine. It drops its leaves in the wintertime and will just look like stems growing up a fence or growing up a tree, but it has leaves in the summertime. Now, you should look for these plants along fences, at the base of trees, but don't forget that seedlings, young plants popping up from seed, are often found in garden beds, and young seedlings haven't really taken on that vining characteristic yet. They may actually look a little bushy, so be aware that poison ivy isn't always a tall-growing vine. The young seedling plants in flower beds may be shorter and more bushy, but all of them have the characteristic three-part compound leaf. The leaf of a poison ivy plant is divided into three leaflets. And this is one of the few plants that you're going to encounter in nature that has a three-leaflet leaf. Now, poison ivy, because of this, we oftentimes use an old saying, leaves of three, leave it be. And that's a very good way to remember that it's the three leaflets. If it has five leaflets or multiple leaflets, or if it just has a simple single leaflet, none of those plants are poison ivy. The leaves can have a reddish tinge to them when they're newly growing, so you might see a reddish tinge to the new growth. The leaves may have teeth on the end edges of the leaflets, or they may be lobed or smooth. So there's a lot of variation in the shape of the leaves, but that three-leaflet configuration is really telling and is your best bet. Another common vine to our area is the Virginia creeper. It's a non-poisonous vine that's often mistaken for poison ivy. It has five leaflets coming out from one point. So this is a plant with five leaflet leaves. So if you see a plant with the five leaflets, that's Virginia creeper. It's not poison ivy. You don't have to worry about it. Now, controlling poison ivy is one of the most important things to do. You need to periodically check your landscape carefully for seedlings or vines. And don't forget that if you do find poison ivy in your landscape, be persistent over time. It's not like you can ever really eradicate it. It's probably going to find its way back into your yard, even if you do a good job of controlling what's there. So always keep an eye out for poison ivy. The three basic methods that we use. The first is physical. You can physically dig these vines out where you see them growing. Now, if you're not allergic, this is sort of an option for you. But if you're allergic to poison ivy, handling poison ivy by digging it out or pulling it out, even if you wear gloves and a long sleeve shirt, is really kind of risky. So be sure to be careful if you decide to use physical control. The second method is to carefully spray the foliage with a systemic herbicide. The herbicide is absorbed by the foliage, it gets into the system of the plant, and the plant sends it down to kill off its roots. Now, you can look for herbicides like glyphosate, that's like a Roundup or Kills-All. We've also got triclopyr, that's something like Brush Begone or Brush Killer. And the third method, if you can't spray the foliage because there are good plants nearby that you would impact, we'll cut the vine off right above the soil surface and paint the freshly cut surface of the stump with a herbicide like triclopyr. This will kill the stump. The vine up in the plant will die because you cut it off from its roots. And that's the third way, cutting the vine off and treating the stump with triclopyr. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.